In the light of hadith, 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 in the light of hadith.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. In the light of hadith is our program. In this program we discuss the beautiful ahadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And today we select some ahadith in which the basics of Islam have been mentioned, and particularly some basic ethics of Islam and demands of faith and iman. The content of hadith: An Abdullah ibn Amr qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده والمهاجر من هاجر ما نهى الله عنه هذا لفظ البخاري ولمسلم قال إن رجلا سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي المسلمين خير قال من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. عبد الله بن عمر bin al-As radiyallahu anhuma reported, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands the Muslims are safe, and a muhajir, immigrant, is the one who refrains from what Allah has forbidden. These are the words of Bukhari. And in the Muslim, a person asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is the most excellent among the Muslims? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, one from whose tongue and hands the other Muslims are secure. This hadith is very beautiful hadith, and very basics of Islam have been mentioned in this. As from translation we can learn and recognize very easily, a recitation of Kalima Tayyiba. When someone accepts Islam and he cites Kalima Tayyiba and he testifies the oneness of Allah and the messengership of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he comes in the fold of Islam, so recitation of Kalima is very important. There is no doubt in it. But that Kalima, that faith, that iman demands some things as well, some qualities in reciters of Kalima. That faith demands some particular qualities and attributes and a special character and righteousness and some special care regarding other people, which has been mentioned in this hadith. Because Islam is not only recitation of that Kalima. Islam is a religion of Allah. That is a complete system of life. That is a complete religion. It covers all the aspects of life. No aspect of life is left in Islam. Regarding every aspect of life, there are teachings, there is guidance in Islam. And particularly in those matters which belongs to other people, which are called human rights, the rights of bondsmen of Allah. Particularly regarding human rights, there are very strict teachings and guidance in Islam. And this hadith is one of them. So, in ahadith, in Quran, when we recite Quran, when we read ahadith, so we find every kind of ayat and ahadith. There are ayat regarding worships, regarding beliefs, regarding offering prayer, performing hajj, giving zakah and other things and other worships. But on the other hand, There are many ayat and there are many ahadith regarding human rights as well. We have to pay the rights of others. We have to fulfill our responsibility in the matters of other people, regarding our neighbors, regarding our relatives, regarding our parents, about our colleagues, about all the people, all the human beings, all the mankind, their rights. We have to fulfill those. So in this hadith, particularly Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Al-Muslimu man salimal muslimuna bil lisanihi wa yadihi. Now look the words and look at the translation. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning, a Muslim is the one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. In other ahadith, the word is human being. Other human beings are safe. Mean this is not special for only Muslim. The Muslim should remain safe from the hands and tongues of other Muslims. Not only Muslims, all the mankind, all the human beings should be safe from the tongue and the hands of Muslims. That is the teaching of Islam. Now particularly in this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned two limbs of body, tongue and hands. Why only two? Because mostly the other people are harmed and teased by these two. As someone teases another person, so he will hurt him through his tongue or with his hands. Mostly these are two parts of the body which are used for teasing other people, for hurting other people. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned only these two. Otherwise, harming other is strictly forbidden. Teasing other people is strictly forbidden. Backbiting, abusing other people, even looking at other people with those eyes from which the other people get frightened and fearful. So looking at other people in that way is not allowed. So these two things have been mentioned only for that purpose, because mostly the teasing and harming others is done by these two. And this hadith is basically the commentary of the Holy Quran, and that is the explanation of the Holy Quran. The light of this hadith has been taken from the verses of the Holy Quran, and Quran has emphasized upon the same thing as well. As in Suratul Ahzab, Almighty Allah has stated, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And those who annoy believing men and women undeservedly bear on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَانِ. Those people who annoy others without any reason, without any valid reason. So Almighty Allah is describing their punishment. فَقَدْ اِحْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. They have borne on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin. So this is ayah of the Holy Quran regarding the same matter. So now when we are Muslims and we recite Kalima Tayyiba and we are faithful people and we believe in Allah and in the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have accepted Islam as a lifestyle, as a system of our whole life, so we should look at our character and at our actions. What are those regarding other people? Are our neighbors safe from our hands and tongue? Are our colleagues are safe from our hands and tongue? Are our parents and our children and our relatives are safe? They are satisfied with us? Are they happy with us? Do we fulfill their rights? Do we fulfill their needs? Do we protect them from our evil and from our bad character? If that is our character, so then that's okay, that's fine. Then we are true believers and we are perfect believers. We are fulfilling the demands and requirements of our recitation of Kalima, and we are fulfilling the rights of our faith. But if there is any lack in that, there is any shortage and shortcoming in fulfilling the rights of other, so then we should think about our character and we should think about our belief. We are the reciter of Kalima Tayyiba. We believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should follow the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The character of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah azza wa jal has commanded us to follow the character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to follow the guidance and teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well. As in many places in Quran, Allah azza wa jal has stated, wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Wa ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Follow Allah and follow the Messenger of Allah. Then, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O beloved Prophet, say to people, if you claim that you love Allah, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ, if you claim that you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ, then Allah will love you. Allah will like you. And then, in another ayah, Almighty Allah has stated, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the life of the Messenger of Allah, daily role model for you in the light of Holy Prophet sallallahu, in the life of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, what is that role model in the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in his whole life he never teased other people, he never hurt any person, He never harmed other people. Even those people who lived with him for a long time, for 10 years, for 15 years, they said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never hurt us. He never teased us. He was affectionate. He was merciful. He was polite. He was kind towards us. He was kind towards his family. He was kind towards his neighbors. He was kind towards all of his companions. He was kind towards all the mankind, all the human beings, as Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the Holy Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have sent you as mercy for the entire universe. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mercy of Allah. He is kind, he is polite, he is affectionate, he is merciful, he is beloved to Allah, and he showed his affection to other people, to all the human beings, to all the mankind, towards children, towards women, towards neighbors, towards relatives, towards his companion, towards his servants. So when he was so kind, and merciful towards others, and we are the followers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so why is our character different from the beautiful character of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We should follow that character. We should be polite, we should be kind, we should be affectionate, we should show mercy towards others, we should be good with others, our other people should be satisfied with us, they should be happy with us, our neighbors, our relatives, our parents, our children, our all colleagues and companions, and even the strangers, they should remain satisfied with us, they shouldn't be hurt by us, they shouldn't be teased by us. That should be our character. And when we show that kind of character, so then we can represent Islam perfectly and properly, and then we can tell other people, this is Islam. These are the teachings of Islam. That is the guidance of Islam. That is the guidance of Quran. This is the character of a Muslim, and this is the character which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. That is the character which our Quran is teaching us. That is the character which Almighty Allah has taught us. So that character should be our character, not that character which is appeared nowadays, which is not good for others, which is not good in the eyes of other people, teasing other people, harming other people, and whatever we do, we know very well. So please, we should focus upon our character, our conduct, our life, our lifestyle, our behavior with other people, our attitude towards other people. We should be very careful, and we should think and evaluate our deeds and actions. So these are the teachings of Islam. Then the other part of the hadith which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, that wal muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. And muhajir, immigrant, is the one who refrains from what Allah has forbidden. Immigrant is one who refrains from what Allah has forbidden. That is the definition of a muhajir, immigrant. Emigration in the path of Allah is an act of reward. is an act of worship. That is not an ordinary matter. That is not an ordinary action. That is a great deed. That's a great virtue. Who is leaving his country in the path of Allah to get the pleasure of Allah, to fulfill the commandments of Islam, to follow the teachings of Islam. For that purpose, the person who is leaving his country, who is migrating the path of Allah, so we can imagine the excellence of that person. We can imagine the exaltedness of that person. We can imagine the sacrifice of that person. That person is sacrificing his family, his homeland, his homes, his training, his job, his friends, his beloved things. He is leaving all these things for the pleasure of Allah. Why? Because it might be in that area where he was born, he was unable to fulfill the commandments of Allah. He was unable to follow the guidance of Quran and Hadith. So, because he was unable to fulfill the rights of Islam and fulfill the commands of Islam, that's why he left that country and he left that area, he left his homeland and he immigrated to other. So, his emigration is a great, a rewardable act. And that's why, and that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well. If someone can't follow the teaching of Islam somewhere, or he is being heard by other people because of his faith and iman, so then if he leaves his country and homeland, so he will get a reward from Allah azza wa jal. That is not an ordinary worship. That is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina. He left Makkah where he was born, where he was upbrought, where the Makkah Mukarrama, which was beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkah to Mukarrama, he migrated from Makkah to Mukarrama to Medina to Murawwara. That time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked towards Makkah to Mukarrama and said very beautiful words. Oh Makkah, I love you. Oh Makkah, I love you. If my nation, if my nation, the people of Makkah, if they would not force me to leave you, means the city, I wouldn't have left you. That was the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of emigration from Makkah to Medina. So that is the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then that is the sunnah of many other prophets as well. As Hadrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam in Quran, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam and Hadrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, they migrated from their cities. They migrated from their area, their homelands. وَقَالَ إِنِّي مُهَاجِرٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam migrated. Lut alayhi salam migrated. Then the story of Hadrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that is very obvious. Everyone knows that very well. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left Egypt and he migrated towards other area, towards other country with his whole nation. The approximately 600,000 people were with him when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Egypt because of the oppressions and because of the unjust of Fir'aun and his nation and his people. Then that is the sunnah of many other rusul and prophets as well. So it means emigration from the homeland is the sunnah of the beloved prophets of Almighty Allah. And in Quran, there are particular ayat in which Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the excellence and the reward of emigration in the path of Allah. As there is ayah, Almighty Allah has stated, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And whosoever leaves his home as an immigrant unto Allah and His Messenger, and death overtakes him, his reward is then surely incumbent upon Allah, befitting the dignity of Allah. So another person, وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُحَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. The person who has emigrated to Allah and His Messenger, mean he has left his country, he has left his homeland, and he is migrating in the path of Allah. And during his immigration, he didn't reach that place and that area where he wanna go, where he wanna reach. During the journey, death overtook him and he passed away. He didn't complete his immigration. But because he left his country for the pleasure of Allah And he came out of his home for the pleasure of Allah, Almighty Allah will give him reward, though he didn't complete his hijrah, though he didn't complete his immigration. So that is the reward of, that is the reward of immigrant. And particularly the words which have been mentioned here, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and his reward is then surely incumbent upon Allah. Incumbent upon Allah, befitting the dignity of Almighty Allah. Because otherwise Allah is free from these kind of things. But that is the mercy of Allah, that is the blessing of Allah, that Almighty Allah is describing the reward of an immigrant is incumbent upon Almighty Allah. Then there is another ayah, Almighty Allah has stated, فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ. So those who emigrated and were driven out from their homes and suffered harm in my cause, and who fought and were killed in my cause, verily I will remit from them their evil deeds and admit them into gardens under which rivers flow in paradise. A reward from Allah, and with Allah is the best of rewards. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Who immigrated and were driven out from their homes, the infidels, the non-believers, forced them to leave their country. So they were exiled because of the oppression of non-believers. And they left their country and they were teased and harmed and hurt in the cause of Allah. So Almighty Allah is stating that I will remit from them their sins. لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. Almighty Allah will remove their sins from them. And then Almighty Allah will admit them into paradise. Into paradise in which the rivers flow. In those gardens under beneath the rivers flow. Almighty Allah will admit them into that paradise. So, and now, and what is it? It is a reward from Allah. ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. A reward from Allah. And with Allah is the best of rewards. So that is the excellence and reward for those people who emigrated in the path of Allah. So now, in this hadith, the other matter has been discussed. I mentioned the excellences of emigration so that we can be aware of that as well. But the main part of hadith is different from that. What is in hadith? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Al-muhajiru man hajara man allahu anhu. An immigrant is the one who refrains from what Allah has forbidden. The forbidden things he refrains from. That person is muhajir. He is real muhajir. He is real muhajir. He is muhajir in reality. What does that mean? Basically, there is a difference between these two definitions. The actual muhajir, the original muhajir is that, the real muhajir is that person who really immigrates his from one land to another land in the path of Allah for the pleasure of Allah. He is an immigrant. Now, but the another person who is not leaving his country, but he is leaving those things which are forbidden by Allah Azza wa Jal, which are forbidden in Islam. So the person who is leaving these things, muhajir, immigrant leaves his country, and this person is leaving his desires and forbidden things and prohibited things. So in that meaning, both are alike, because each of them is leaving something. The real muhajir, who is called muhajir and immigrant, he is leaving his homeland. But he left only for once. When a person migrates, so he leaves his country only for once. When he has left his country and he has settled in other country, so now might be with the passage of time, he might forget his homeland, as it happens. As nowadays, the people leave their countries and they settle in other countries. So they very rarely they remember their countries, their homelands, because they are set, they have settled in other countries. They are happy there. They are satisfied there. They are earning. They are earning. They are spending their life very well there. So they might forget their homeland. So might be the immigrant who is really immigrant in the path of Allah, who has left his country and he who has settled in other country. So might be with the passage of time, he has settled in other country. So now the sorrows and the memories of his living country would be removed and he would forget. But the second person, which have been meant in this hadith, which have been mentioned in this hadith, wal muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu, the person who has left forbidden things, who has left things which Almighty Allah has forbidden from, that person is always in emigration, because he has to leave his desires forever. He has to fight with his desires, against his desires. He has to leave all these forbidden things forever in all of his life, daily, morning, evening, afternoon, day, night. Every day he has to leave his desires. So now this person is fighting against his desires and he is leaving those forbidden things all the time. So always he is in emigration. So that's why this person is mentioned here, and the excellence of that person is mentioned here. Wal muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. And really, it is not easy. It is not easy to leave, to go against our desires, to leave the forbidden things, because that is going against our own desire, and leaving our desire is not easy. That's why Almighty Allah has mentioned particularly the excellence of leaving one's desires. Almighty Allah has stated in the Holy Quran, وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. But as for him who feared standing before his Lord and restrained himself from impure evil desires and lusts, verily paradise will be his abode. So that is the reward of that person who leaves his desires and lust. Why? Because he knows and he believes that the day will come when he will be presented in the court of Allah and he would be taken to account, to accountability. He will be taken to accountability in the court of Allah. So because of that fear, he refrains from his desires. He refrains from forbidden things. So Almighty Allah has mentioned his reward. So that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith, wal muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. Leaving desire, the person who leaves his desire is real muhajir, because he is always in that fight. He is always in that fight with his nafs, with his own, with herself. He is always in that fight. So that is the excellence of that person. So now, just for a while, we should think about ourselves as well. What is our character and what is our action? What is our life? Are we really muhajir? Are we really immigrants in the path of Allah? Do we leave our desires and do we abandon forbidden things for the pleasure of Allah? For the pleasure of Allah and for that fear that we have to be produced in the court of Allah on the day of judgment. For that purpose, for that reason, do we leave our desires? Do we go against our desires? If we do, then that's okay, that's well, that's very beautiful, that's very nice. But if we are not doing that, so then we should be thoughtful regarding that. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized upon that kind of immigration in this hadith. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi wal-Muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu anhu. So we have to become that perfect Muslim as well. Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. All the people are safe from his tongue and hands. We have to become that kind of Muslim, that kind of believer, that kind of faithful person, the perfect, the true Muslim, the perfect Muslim. And we have to become that kind of immigrant as well, who leaves what Allah Azza wa Jalla has forbidden from. We should leave that as well. May Allah enable us to act upon this hadith. Now the second hadith, and that is very, very beautiful hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nasi ajma'i. Narrated Anas radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, none of you will have perfect faith until he loves me more than his father, his children, and all mankind. Narrated in Bukhari. This hadith is about the love with beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is our belief. That is the sweetness of our heart. That is the sweetness of our belief and faith. The love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is real iman. Without that iman, none could become a Muslim. Believing in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is the thing which is the basic pillar of Islam. If that is not there, then there is no faith, there is no iman, there is no Islam. And if there is any shortcoming and lack in that love, the iman is weaker accordingly. The iman, the faith is weak accordingly. In this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has very beautifully mentioned the importance of love with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that none of you would become a true Muslim, true mu'min, until he loved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than his father, children, and all the mankind. That kind of love must be in our heart. Otherwise, our iman is very, very weak. That could be, ma'adullah, eradicated by the whispers of shaitan and by the whispers of shaitans of jinns and human beings. That might be diminished and that might be eliminated as well. So that is the importance of love. This is not only one hadith about the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are many, many hadiths of the love with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And even in Quran, there are many ayats. Now, there is a question. How many kinds are of love? And which kind of love has been meant in this hadith? So, our scholars have stated, they explained, there are two kinds of love. One is natural and another is rational. Natural love, as we have with our parents, with our children, with our wives, with our relatives, and sometimes with our friends, with our land, homeland, with our country. So that is a natural love. There is no other factor involved in that love other than that nature. That it is a natural thing to love our parents and our children and our family, our relatives, our homeland. That's a natural thing. Then our easiness, our comforts, that's a natural thing. We love our comforts, we love our convenience, that's a natural thing. Rational love is that which is because of the advantages and benefits of that thing. And sometimes we love a scholar. Why? Because we get some benefits from him. We love many people who benefit us. So because of their benefits, we love them. So, which kind of love is meant here? So basically, the love which has been mentioned and meant here is rational love, logical love, rational love. Because we get benefits from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We got kalima from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We got Quran from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We got the recognition of Almighty Allah from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we will enter into paradise because of the blessings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we got a perfect religion of Islam from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the reasons, because of them we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the rational love. But there is another thing. That rational love should be so strong. That rational love should be so strong that it overcome our natural love. That should overcome and overwhelm our natural love. Means if on the one hand, on the one side, there is love with our parents, the love of our children, love of our family, love of our homeland, love of our things, and on the other hand, there is a love of Allah and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that love should be preferred over those loves. And really, that is the love which is in the hearts of mu'mins, which is the heart of all the Muslims, the Muslim Ummah. That is the love which is in the hearts of Muslim Ummah. So that's why we see sometimes the people, they listen some abuses regarding their beloved things, natural beloved things, but they tolerate. But when the matter of the respect and prestige and reverence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam come, so then they sacrifice their lives, then they sacrifice their wealth, then they sacrifice whatever they have, then they sacrifice themselves, then they sacrifice of their everything. So that is the love of Muslim with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the love which is needed. That is the love which has been demanded here. That is the love which has been emphasized upon here. That is the love which has been mentioned in this hadith. None of you, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wan nas ajma'in. None of you would become a true mu'min, true believer, until he loves me more than his father and children and all the mankind. So that is the love which is needed, that is the love which is demanded, that is the love which should be in the hearts of people, and that is the love which has been emphasized upon in Quran and in hadith. There are many ayah, there are many hadith. If I try to explain and mention all those ahadith, so then it will take a lot of time and it will take really many episodes, but it can't be covered. The topic can't be covered, because the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is really the greatest thing for every mu'min, for every Muslim. So there are some ayat and there are some ahadith. Inshallah, in our next episode, I'll mention with a little bit detail. May Allah enable us to get that love, and may Allah enable us to act upon the commands of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and may Allah fill our hearts with the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil amin sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
In the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the light of hadith, in the